was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR. It's December 12th, the 30th. Carl Bond and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
You hear it's Thursday, it's Trish Day.
I am, and it's yeah, tell but us, I'm here.
Yeah, give us, let's start out with the weather today.
Okay, well, just a reminder that there is a hard freeze warning in effect until December 11th. So that's still through today. That freeze warning.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday? Oh, today's the 11th, isn't it?
No, today's the 12th.
Okay, well, I missed a whole day. But anyway.
When you retire, you don't care so much, do you?
No, that's exactly right. But it is mostly sunny with a high near 59 today. It's 28 degrees as we speak now. Mostly cloudy with a high, low around 38 tonight. North to northwest winds, 3 to 6 miles an hour. Mostly sunny with a high near 58 on Friday. Lows getting over the weekend in the 40s, so it looks like the hard freeze warning is passed us by. But it's still cold and brisk out there, although yesterday it was up about 60, 58, and it felt almost balmy.
It melted almost all the snow out of my house. I've got two little spots of ice out there that I can slide
through. Yeah,
still
got a couple of ice patches. Just to remind you that the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, locally owned and operated. Our friends are warm friends. Our customers are warm friends.
That's right. They are. Hey, okay, let's head out to our Wells Fargo advisor to find out what's happening in the market. Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down this morning, 66 points at 15,777. The S&P 500 is down 3 at 1,778, and the NASDAQ is positive fractionally at 4,003. Active stocks this morning include Facebook, which is up $1.58 at $50.96, and Sirius Holdings down 5 cents at $3.44. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 18 cents at $26.65, and Pepsi is down 54 cents at $82.13. In the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year bond yield to 3.89%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 15 cents at $97.87. Gold is down $29.80 at $1,227.40. And silver is down 84 cents at $19.51. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know, when you see the market going, setting new records, and it drops off, and then it kind of charges one way and then charges the other, you want to know that the person you're talking to understands what's happening on Wall Street. Our Wells Fargo advisors do. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561, or just stop down to their offices on Park Marina Drive. Okay, Trish, I'm going to take a quick break, but I think we ought to talk about, you know, the editorial, or no, there was a front, on the front page today of the Record Searchlight, our lively town paper.
It's my bird's favorite paper.
Poll, most opposed secession. You could have read the same thing in 1773. On the papers.
Most opposed secession. I am sure.
We're going to be right back. We'll talk about the front page and we'll talk a little bit about the editorial. The fact is, though, that all of a sudden, you know, now more people are talking about it. And that's kind of interesting. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
outside the wire. The fringe. The conspiracies. The possibilities.
Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
I'm a mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or, worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give Him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than His best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is He a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before He ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit moralrevolution.com today.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, your talk radio station. Good morning.
Whoa, yeah. He is wound up this morning.
7:15 in the morning, 605-4567. Are you got your phones there with you? Front page, Record Searchlight. Poll, most opposed secession. First of all, thank you, Record Searchlight. Top of the page, above the fold. Poll, most opposed secession.
Well, that's what they've been printing in their editorials from beginning. It's a waste of time. We ought to not do it. What are you talking about? Why are you wasting our time?
The date on this is 1774. That's the same thing they were saying in 1773 and 74. We don't want to split away from Great Britain. Oh, we don't want to split away from Great Britain. Oh no, they're our friends. They're oppressive. They pass laws that affect us. They don't listen to us. It's taxation without representation. Our votes don't count.
But we can't do it by ourselves. We're too weak. We can't do anything about it. We gotta go with the king, and we have to stay course.
That's right. Pip, pip. Cheerio and all that foofrah. Well, what happened? You know what? The fact is it's out there. The fact is that 25% in the state without anything, with no grassroots movement, with not one
explanation.
Not one commercial, Record Searchlight. 25% of the people are in support of the state of Jefferson. And get this, 16% have no opinion. They haven't made up their mind yet. Let's just say, what if they said, well, you know, it's not a bad idea. So now all of a sudden you've got close to 40% without
any major discussion in front of them.
Yeah, there hasn't been a debate. There hasn't been one word said. And this is not going to go away, and I'll tell you why. There is the every time Sacramento and south of Sacramento passes a law that or Sacramento passes a law like the high speed train or the water tunnels, they're just, you know, they just eat away. And then Second Amendment rights, other things that they pass, onerous businesses, and people start looking at this, all these taxes, the fire tax, more taxes coming, and what happens is people are going, well, wait a minute, we can't run the state. And and when you add on top of that a $600 billion unfunded liabilities, and with this first poll, 25% of the people still, you know, without any type of knowledge about what it is or how it could work, and want to, they're for secession.
That's a tremendous base to start working from.
25%. It's not 5%.
No, it's exactly
25%. You know, that's much higher than I thought it would be. What did it start? What happened with our colonials when it started? It was groups of small groups of people.
Absolutely.
In different states.
And they were operating secretly because the people were so adamantly against it.
They could have been hung for treason.
Exactly. So they were just scurrying around. It took a long time to convince that many people.
That's
we start
right.
with a quarter of the people
right
already think it's a good idea.
Wanting to get out of this state or to break this state into a manageable piece of democracy.
And that's certainly the piece. I think when you talk with people, as we did when we were attempting to do this a few years back, and when you talk to the people in Southern California, there are advantages to them, and that's one of them. To break it down into a manageable chunk that would increase their representation in Washington, D.C. Their voice would be stronger if it wasn't diluted by our voice up here. It also would, like you say, bring it down into manageable numbers where maybe they could make differences. When you explain the water issue to them, dividing up the state doesn't change the water. It's a federally controlled system.
That's it.
The bulk of the water is under the control of the federal water system.
But at
doesn't
least
change
then,
no matter which state it's in.
And then when they say, well, you know what, there is no business up there. There's no business up here.
If it didn't take 4.5 years to get a permit to do anything, there could be business up here.
Joe, one of our regular chat room guys, says Revolutionary War was won with about one-third supporting the revolution. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
So the Record Searchlight puts out a poll that says only 1 out of 4 support the state of Chattanooga.
Well, no, this one was made. This is a poll according to a new field poll of 1,002 voters across California, including Siskiyou and Trinity counties. So the Record Searchlight poll showed over 65% of the respondents in the Record Searchlight poll said they supported the state of Jefferson. So.
So the Record Searchlight could not convince enough of their own readers to oppose it, huh?
That's exactly right.
That's right. And then
they certainly have been putting forth that effort.
Well, you know what, in defense, if there is one, but you know, Bruce Ross said, you know, there's the reason that this is happening is because we are not represented there, and he pointed out this is not going to go away unless things change in Sacramento, and since that's not going to change, maybe the only way that we can actually have our votes count north of Sacramento is to have a separate state.
Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting factoid. We have, 900 or so thousand people in our Senate district or assembly or whatever in the state of Jefferson. If you count all the people in all the counties.
Right. We have one assembly district and one Senate district.
When the state of Israel reestablished after 2,000 years of legal limbo, shall we say, when the state of Israel was reestablished in 1948, the population was only 600,000.
Okay.
So we have more than enough people to do it.
Against however many millions of enemies that surrounded them.
Yeah, but we don't think of them as enemies like the Israelis were. I mean, I don't see a terrorist campaign starting here where we're blowing up other people's
well,
churches.
Well, one of the opposition arguments has been, oh, well, we're too few in number, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, see, but you're right, that's a specious argument because you don't expect it to happen like now. Okay, tomorrow you're a state. No, that's not the way it happens. So, I see a lot of changes. Hey, Charles, I gotta run. We're over our break limit here.
All right,
buddy, thanks a lot.
You know, Onion Grower says the hardest part of a velvet divorce would be dividing the liabilities. Progressives pretend the liabilities don't even exist. Dividing the assets is the easy part. That's a good point.
Yes.
There's a lot of that. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm just absolutely great.
28 degrees out there.
It's brisk. And boy, you know, when it's brisk and cold like that, it's really hard to get out of bed. Does anybody else have that? That's an ungodly hour to get up.
You know what? It's just part of the working society needs to get up about that time, you know?
5:30?
Believe it or not, it's the top of the morning.
Oh, no, it's the middle of the night.
But at 28 degrees, you better hope when you walk on over there in your house at this point is 54. that you hit that, you hit the thermostat and the heat comes on. And how do you know that's going to happen? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. Martin and his people. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Service first, quality you can count on. We can't say enough about them and their professionalism. We have used them at our home. Bob's used them at his home. Everybody we know that has had Alliance Heating and Air at their house has been happy. Give them a call at 221-2642. It's not too late to fix your heater. You get that warmth back in your house. Or even a heater. What if it's working really hard, but it, you know, it's not putting out the heat because of the, you know, filters are dirty or the ducts aren't working right or it's just not working right and it needs to be kind of like adjusted. Well, Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
You know, Carl, before we go any further in this program, something that has really been bothering me about, and I feel like I have to say it. The Nelson Mandela thing. You know, I mean, gosh darn it, you know, I suppose he did some great things. Why is it, however, that when someone passes away, all of a sudden, they become a saint? We forget all about all of the things that happened. The guy was communist. He was a terrorist.
He was head of the military arm of a terrorist organization. That's right.
Well, that's exactly right. He has not been a friend to the United States. He's made very bad statements about the United States and that they were the biggest threat to the control of the world and all kinds of things. You know, I don't understand, and part of my distress stems from the fact that I was very upset with this administration and this president when Margaret Thatcher died, who was a true friend of the United States, a well-respected supporter of conservatism and our American way of life and supporter of our Constitution, of our ideals. And our president couldn't even send a representative. There were people there from the United States, but they did not come at the behest of our president. He didn't even formally acknowledge her death. And yet he goes over there like Mandela is just the best thing since sliced bread. Well, it's just not right.
I think it's finally, you know, when it finally hit the record searchlight, finally, you know, that his numbers have slipped. Now we've been talking about this, as have other people that read the polls for the last 3 weeks or 4 weeks, that ever since he came out with your, do we have that? Just play that one more time for us, you know. Yeah, play us the famous words.
If you like your health care, you can keep
that,
your health care.
Right,
you will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Okay, now, ever since that, his poll numbers have started dropping dramatically. Now, they're saying that he's at 40%. Well, 40% of the people believe that, you know, that he's telling the truth.
And I don't understand how it can possibly be that large.
42% find that, you know, thinks he's strong enough to lead or he's a good leader, which means the majority of the people believe he doesn't have the strength. He's not telling the truth. And that 40% is high, because I'm reading other polls that have got him at 35%. So he's at the lowest any president has been, except maybe Bush in his last year.
Yeah, but they maybe didn't support Bush, but they didn't say he was a liar.
No, they didn't. And here's the other thing. Well, they did say he was a liar, but he was a strong leader. They believed that he was a strong leader and he could make decisions, and now we've even lost that part. But you're right. You don't send somebody over for the Iron Lady, you know, Margaret Thatcher,
of the United States.
So, well, it's just a
it's
completely
just wrong.
Different.
It's an embarrassment to have that kind of
now,
a president.
On the other side, remember I was talking to a young man from South Africa last night. What he said is that Mandela was a terrorist, not a terrorist, but he said that he had fought before, and this is a young man, spent all his time in jail and had transformed himself, and this is what he believed, had transformed himself during these 27 years in prison and did so much to pull the country together.
Now, this is a young man from South
Africa.
Well,
and certainly I don't have knowledge of that.
I'm just saying is that, you know, from the other side of this, but you're absolutely right. Mandela, at one point, he was 158 charges he pled guilty to, including killing of women and children.
Well, exactly. And he was not a friend of the United States.
Well, we will take a break now. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Trish, you got to stop holding back here. Let us know how you really feel. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh, yeah, I heard it on the Internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 28 degrees out there, December the 12th. It's going to be a nice day today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our friends there. Hey, if you're looking for a Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Ford, Honda, or Nissan, these are the people to go to. Plus, they have any type of used or previously owned or brand new cars out there. Well, especially the previously owned. They get them from everywhere. Your neighbor's making great deals for you right down there at Redding Crown Motors, and their service department is just simply outstanding. I've used them before. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just go down to that really, really big car lot with those really, really friendly people at 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding Crown Motors. We are here with our friends from the Good News Rescue Mission, Sherry Whitson, who is the Director of Communications, community relations and development, and of course Cesar Padilla, who is the executive director of the Good News Rescue Mission. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us on this morning.
Well, you've got something big coming here next week.
We've
got a couple of things.
Yeah, we have our annual Christmas banquet for those in our community that want to have a great Christmas meal. So that's coming up on Friday the 20th. And we start serving at 11 o'clock, and we serve every hour in the hour, except for the 3 and 4 o'clock hour, which we reserve for our children's program, where we do a toy giveaway as well during that time frame. So we're expecting about 300 children to come through and receive a toy for Christmas that may not otherwise be able to get a toy.
Well, that sounds like a lot of, that sounds like something that is worthy. More kids this year?
Well, right now, yeah, we're training a little bit above last year for the number of kids signing up for the toy giveaway. So, yeah, it's kind of a mixed emotion for me, because I'm glad we're able to provide those for the children, but it also saddened me that there's more children in the community that are in need as well. So it's a real mixed bag for me, but I'm glad we're able to do that for those children.
How many of the people that will be partaking of the dinner that day are actually people who come to the Good News Rescue Mission on a regular basis?
Well, kind of gives an indication. On Thanksgiving, we had 1,200 people from the community come
in.
And so typically our overnight shelter guests run probably maximum around 200, 220. So about 1,000 people from the community have come in to partake in that Thanksgiving meal. So we expect the same turnout for our Christmas meal as well.
So you'll have about 1,200 people. How many volunteers does it take to serve that kind of, that's a big endeavor to serve 1,200 people.
It's amazing. On each hour, we will use about 30 volunteers. And then every hour, another 30 volunteers comes in to help, because we also have a coat giveaway, the food basket giveaway, the Christmas meal that's served, and we serve that seated. And so you have everybody behind the scene, helping serve up those dishes, cook, clean, wash all those trays, turn around and replate it. It's astounding. And you know what's really great about the community is the community knows we need the volunteers for that day. We need them every day. But we have people calling in, and every volunteer slot is usually filled within 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a great community, because I've worked down there on those different holidays. I haven't done it for a while, but it's amazing to see the community come together like that. So where are you now with the food and the gifts, and what do we need to make this all happen?
Well, the gifts we are a little bit short on, and there will be a toy drive coming up this Thursday at the Tire Factory on California Street, 1150 California Street. So if you happen to be coming by the area, drop off a toy there, and we look for kids between ages of newborns to about age 10. So if you pick up a gift, you can drop it off there.
Unwrapped.
Unwrapped, and then bring it by the mission anytime between now and the 20th, and help fulfill a little child's dream of this Christmas. So we're short about 150 or so, or 200 gifts. So could you really use that right now?
Perfect.
Okay. Now, you can, I've seen it for $2.25, you can feed a person at Christmas. Is that right?
Absolutely. But that's also just every single day. While the Christmas banquet is the one that we focus on, where 1,000 or more people will come in, every single day we serve over 500 meals at the Good News Rescue Mission. That's 365 days a year, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the average cost of doing that is only $2.25, and it's just amazing. If we sacrifice something very small, that we could be providing a meal to somebody who's very hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, overall, we serve over 182,000 meals throughout the year. So it's an ongoing process.
And this is interesting, because these are nice meals. They're very well balanced, nourishing, stick to your ribs kind of meals that when they go out of there, they're full, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. The Good News Rescue Mission is the only hot meal provider for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's the only food that our homeless population get to eat. And so we have that responsibility to make sure that we are providing that nutritious food for them.
Well, I think that, once again, the thing that I always focus on and why I continue to support the Good News Rescue Mission is because of they have a mission. They're independent. They're not government supported. They're not an arm of the government that some, they're doing this by donations through the community as a nonprofit, and I think that's why the community supports it.
Yeah, I think so too. We receive obviously no government money in any sort. We do get some
grants from time to time,
foundations,
sure.
Private foundations, whatnot. But you know, the mission is to help people, you know, progress in their life. You know, and so we have programs in place to help people, you know, when they're ready to accept that help to progress, whether it's their addiction issues or help with some mental health issues or finding jobs and getting job preparedness training. You know, we have those programs in place and ready for folks to step into those as soon as they're ready.
Okay. Our guest are Cesar Padilla, who is the executive director of the Good News Rescue Mission, and Sherry Whitson, who is the director of community relations and development. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We want to talk about the funding and what we should be looking for this coming year. We'll be right back.
Your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Boy, do I have rhythm. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:45 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. It's Thursday. 28 degrees out there. We're all huddled in here in a little kumbaya circle. Nah, it's nice and warm in here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by a state grant at Mike Huber and his team over there. Wow, what can I say? What an amazing job he did on our kitchen and other work that I have seen him do, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and, of course, the Ultimate Lucky Smoker. You can't find a better barbecue than the Ultimate Lucky Smoker, all built by our friend Mike Huber. He is a true artisan when it comes to granite and other
things that he makes. What can I say? Give him a call at 241-7866. Incredibly trustworthy. Incredibly artistic. 241-7866. Estate, granite, and things. Our guest star, Sherry Whitson, who is the Director of Community Relations and Development, and Cesar Padilla, who is the Executive Director of the Good News Rescue Mission.
Good morning again.
Good morning. Okay, this year, has every year been a kind of like a rise in the people you help in the, over the last four or 5 years?
Yeah, we've seen kind of a steady continued increase, especially in the number of women that are coming into shelter. You know, when I first started almost 3 years ago, we had an average between 20 and 30 women coming in for shelter. You know, here we are 3 years later and we're seeing almost 60. So we almost doubled the number of women that are coming into, the shelter seeking, refuge from the elements. So again, you know, I'm glad we're there to provide, you know, some safety for them and some shelter for them. But at the same time, it breaks my heart that we see that many ladies out there on the streets.
You know, for the benefit of the listeners out there, we always seem to think that everybody knows everything about the facilities we have. Mm-hmm. Lay out for us exactly what exists at Good News Rescue Mission.
Well, you know, we have several buildings on the campus there, and we have our men's guest services building, which is our men's shelter. We have the House of Hope, which is our women's drug and alcohol recovery program building, and our women's shelter. The Bridge building, which is our main kitchen, dining hall, chapel area, and then upstairs is the men's recovery program as well. We have a warehouse right across the street from that on Beta Street, and then we have our administrative center, and then our academic center, which gets folks' minds re-engaged, and so we have a very extensive program there for folks coming through our recovery program or getting into one of our programs as a guest there. So lots of programs in place.
And one of the other programs I think is really important is the Resource Center. Mm-hmm. So each person that comes into the mission to stay, they go through the Resource Center and get to meet with a case manager. And so we find out what is the root, what's mm-hmm. going on with them that is having them in homelessness. We do want to be that person that's helping, but we also want to give them the hand up. And we find that there's four primary reasons, and most people will fall in one of these four. It's going to be mental illness, drug or alcohol addiction, just poverty. You know, people that were living just at that level and they put everything to save their house and then they lost their home and they, you know, that's going to take a while for them to get into a new place. And so those are, and then some that they don't have a job. And so we have programs in place to help with all four of those needs at the mission. So we're really, I think we invest mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. in giving that hand up and restorative help mm-hmm. At the same time as while we're providing that tangible care, the shelter and the food, the clothing, you know, those kind of things. More importantly is what are we going to do to break that cycle and get them self-sufficient?
Exactly.
Change that behavior mm-hmm. and make them not a repeat visitor, but get them on with their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important part of what you do down there. I mean, the meal is important.
Yes.
But you what is it, you know, give them a fish and they can feed them for a day, but yeah. if you teach them to fish, they can feed them for mm-hmm. a lifetime. And that's really the important part mm-hmm. of what you people do. And I think it's important that people know it's not just a place where people stop by for a meal. Mm-hmm. You've got all these programs in place to help them with their education, get mm-hmm. their health back. We have doctors and dentists who volunteer their time to come down and fix their teeth. Address the whole body, counseling mm-hmm. for marriage problems, because a lot of times that's what happens when a mm-hmm. home breaks up. Mm-hmm. There's not enough funds to continue to support two households, mm-hmm. and you see a lot of those people. So I think it's so important, and I don't think enough people in our community really are aware of the expanse of mm-hmm. the program there. Yeah. They see it as the place for the homeless
That's right.
to come in and get a meal, and it's so much more.
One of the more exciting places that we have in our resource center, there's a wall there, and we call it the Wall of Hope. And our case manager there, every time somebody gets a job, there's a star that gets pinned up there. Every time somebody gets permanent housing, there's a little house that gets put up there. And you see that wall now, and it's our Wall of Hope.
Full.
It's full. And so people, when they come into the resource center, then can have hope. You know, and the other thing we're going to put on the wall is that, you know, the mission is not the end of the road. It's just the beginning.
Oh, perfect.
You know, so we're looking to help people kind of, you know, have that hope. And when they see others that have come through the mission that have succeeded, you know, got that job and have that permanent housing, it gives them hope and that we're there to help provide that for them.
I know some of your counselors and some of the people that work at the Good News Rescue Mission, in fact, started coming through that door.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You know, we have several of our case managers that have come through our programs and then gone on, got their education and then have come back as our case managers. And we do have a contract with a therapy service here in town that comes over and provides that therapy for our folks as well. So we're just taking a real holistic look at the person.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and finish our discussion with the Good News Rescue Mission.
Right. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 28 degrees out there. Have you gone to Espresso Joe's? Gotten your coffee? Got your pumpkin latte? Got your cappuccino? 2143 Hilltop Drive. And veterans always get discounts down at Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in humidor in the state right there. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. And at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Cesar Padilla, or Partida.
Yeah.
I get it. You know
that's
what?
All right.
As long as I get it once out of the five times. Executive Director of the Good News Rescue Mission and Sherry Whitson, who is the Director of Community Relations and Development. Let's talk about two things going on real quick. Is next Friday, a week from tomorrow, is the dinner.
Yes.
And for $2.25, you can feed somebody.
That's right.
And that's so $10 will feed more.
And they're going to feed 1,200 people
that's
right. or
that's
thereabouts.
What we're expecting, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1,200 people mm-hmm. will be there. Plus, then on Thursday, you also have a toy drive going for so these children that are homeless will be able to have some toys.
That's right. And it's not just the homeless children, but any member of the community that is of need. You know, we're really trying to focus a little bit more in on the working poor as well to try to keep them out of our shelter. Mm-hmm. So if we can give them a little hand by providing hot sure. meals to stretch their grocery dollars, then we're there for them to do that as well. Same thing with the toy drive. So yeah, the tire rack is going to be having that toy drive.
Tire factory.
That's why
on Eureka.
Yeah, that's right. They do a lot of great things. Yeah. Or drop a toy down at the mission itself.
Okay, phone numbers that people can get a hold of y'all?
go ahead.
Our main number is 242-5920, or you could always go to our website at gnrm.org. And all kinds of information. We've just recently updated that website, so it has all kinds of great information, great testimony, video testimonies there, and great descriptions of all the programs that we have there at the Mission.
And if you want to sponsor some meals for $2.25, mm-hmm. you can do that directly on the website as well.
Mm-hmm. The other thing we want to remember is that we get a lot of volunteers and a lot of donations from Thanksgiving to Christmas, mm-hmm. and then it's like everybody gets on with their life and they forget because mm-hmm. The need doesn't go away then.
That's right.
You still have the population there. They still need to be fed and we still need to be volunteering. So, mm-hmm. We kind of keep that in the back of your mind to give part of what you got and then be sure you save some for yeah. after because yeah. then the donations really drop and,
exactly.
and,
yeah, we really love it when people commit to a monthly donation, and that really helps us tremendously. So, yeah, we really would appreciate it.
You know,
that.
From my point of view, I'd invite people to come down and have a tour and mm-hmm. see what you've got there. I defy you to go through the House of Hope mm-hmm. and see the faces of those children who have a warm, comfortable, safe place to be mm-hmm. with their mom and that reestablishment. If that mm-hmm. doesn't warm your heart
That's right.
and make you want to help and make sure yeah. that they move from that safe place mm-hmm. into a permanent home,
That's right.
I don't know what it would take.
Well, people say there's no miracles anymore. You just got to come down to the Mission, and we witness miracles and every day down
I would
there.
Think.
And if you're a volunteer, you get to witness that yeah. those daily miracles. It's amazing.
It's astounding about that tour you mentioned, too. There hasn't been a single time that I have mm-hmm. given a tour that wow. I haven't heard. I didn't know you guys did all that.
And that, exactly.
It's huge. It mm-hmm. is like one
you
of the biggest
You help them get their GEDs.
Bills.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
There,
yeah.
People don't realize that you have got regular classes down there and help
we
people
do.
Get their GEDs.
That's right.
In their
yeah.
high school diploma.
And that's part of the program for the folks yeah. coming to their recovery program, just to kind of reinitiate, reengage the brain. And so we have a whole process down there to help them do that, to get proficient at Microsoft Office, to get them prepared for the job market, to help them with their, resumes, all the job preparedness, interviews, skills and all those things that we help them to get that leg up. You know, competition's stiff out there, and when you have some of the barriers some of our folks do, they have to figure out a way to kind of overcome some of those barriers. And we have great support. A lot of employers here are willing to give a second chance to people, and mm-hmm. so we so appreciate that. So appreciate that.
Well, and like I said, I just think it's important that the community, because you're right, Sherry, people don't know. I mean, I constantly have this conversation because I'll hear, we don't have a home. We need to build a big homeless shelter and we need to do this. And I go, whoa, we've got it. Mm-hmm. And so much more. Because it isn't just a place to house people and give them a meal. We need to do the rest of it. And you guys are all situated to do that and do a marvelous job and have for years.
Yeah, we really appreciate that because we do try hard to get them back on their feet and to help people out. And our services and those programs that we have are exceptional. Mm-hmm. The results speak for themselves of what we're doing there.
You can link them with so many other services that are available within the community. Mm-hmm. I know that so many of the government offices work so closely with mm-hmm. you. The Veterans Service Office, the mm-hmm. social services, the other food programs mm-hmm. within the community that you all get together and gather the food. And one thing that we always want to point out is when they're not government operated, the cost to provide these services is so much less.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
You don't have to go through that bureaucracy, meet all of those goals and things, and all of the rules and regulations that come with having government money mm-hmm. so that you can provide a meal for $2.25 or rides
or build a chapel.
Exactly. All those things.
Exactly.
When you're trying to work with the bureaucracy, they just don't happen. I can't say enough. Obviously, this is one of my favorite things that we do in Shasta County. I think that the Good News Rescue Mission just is right up there with the best. And,
well, thank you.
And you guys do a great job, and I encourage everybody to go take a look. See firsthand all the things that are available. This is just not a place to sleep and get a meal.
That's and right. You're not, causing us a problem by asking for a tour. We truly want mm-hmm. to do that. This is your mission, mm-hmm. and we want you to be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Get the community involved in it. And remember that the need goes on past December 25th.
Okay, always. Phone numbers mm-hmm. and websites once again.
Yeah, it's our phone number is 242-5920. Our website is gnrm.org. And we're at 2842 South Market Street is our administrative offices. So come on down and we'll get you a tour.
128,000 meals this year?
182,000 meals.
1,200 meals next Friday.
Yep.
And it looks like, toys for children that are in need and families.
That's right.
To help them. Here's a good chance for you to get all that feeling good in like 5 minutes by going down and donating.
That's
and
right.
time too. Here That's at the Good News Rescue Mission. Thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's
Merry Christmas to both of you.
It's a pleasure to have people on that add so much to our community. And frankly, right after this, after the news, we've got the county executive officer Larry Lees and the city manager Kurt Starman are joining us to have a cool
catch-up. So now we're going to talk bureaucracy.
Now we're talking bureaucracy. All right, we'll be right back after the messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The news was
in Washington. Stocks are falling once again as prospects for a budget deal and more signs of a U.S. recovery suggest the Federal Reserve may be about to wind down its support for the economy. SRN's Jeremy Howe says we spent more on cars, appliances, and furniture last month, and we did a lot of online shopping.
The Commerce Department says retail sales went up 0.7%, the biggest gain in 5 months. October's figure was also revised higher to 0.6%. Two straight months of healthy sales suggest steady hiring is encouraging Americans to spend more this holiday season, particularly on big-ticket items. Auto sales soared 1.8%, while furniture purchases increased 1.2%.
The government also reported this morning the four-week average number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits edged up to about 329,000. There appears to be fairly strong Republican support for a two-year budget deal that restores some sequester cuts and lessens the threat of a January shutdown. Wisconsin's Paul Ryan says the deal is a product of compromise.
Nobody got everything they wanted, but we advanced our principles, albeit in a modest way, and we're going to keep going for more down the road.
Ryan appeared on CBS's This Morning. Senate Republicans talked all night as part of their plan to delay a handful of presidential nominations now that they can no longer use the filibuster.
We're here at this hour dealing with a non-essential distraction, and it's being done so that it's a distraction from the mounting Obamacare problems. None of these nominees need to be confirmed.
Wyoming's Mike Enzi. Also at SRNnews.com, airline passengers apparently don't want to hear their seatmates yapping on cell phones.
The FCC is meeting to discuss whether they would allow airlines to consider allowing their passengers to use cell phones to make phone calls during flight. And a new APGFK poll shows that if they did change that rule, it would be high.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
The White House says the use of force against Ukrainian protesters is completely unacceptable. SRN's Greg Clugston has more.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. was appalled by recent clashes in the capital of Kiev, and he called on President Yanukovych to respect his people's right to protest and assemble.
It's difficult to understand why they have decided to move against their own people repeatedly with force.
He says political oppression isn't the way to respond to the Ukrainian people's legitimate grievances. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first generic versions of the blockbuster antidepressant Cymbalta. It's Eli Lilly's best-selling drug and one of the most widely prescribed treatments for depression, anxiety, and other disorders. The drug's patent expired yesterday, and that clears the way for the launch of cheaper versions of Cymbalta from generic drug makers. This is SRN News. Without a single dissenting vote, the House has approved a bill to help left-behind parents regain custody of their kidnapped kids. The bill is designed to help a parent whose child is abducted by the other parent and taken to a foreign country. New Jersey's Chris Smith says there have been about 7,000 such abductions over the past 4 years, and only about half of those children are ever returned.
It's an awful record that Congress today can help change.
The bill gives the president the power to take a series of actions against countries that fail to cooperate, including imposing economic sanctions. The number of U.S. homes entering foreclosure has fallen to levels not seen in more than 6 years. RealtyTrack says lenders initiated foreclosure action against less than 53,000 homes in November. That's down 10% from October and a drop of 32% from November of last year. The foreclosure listing firm says the number of homes repossessed by lenders also dropped last month to a little more than 30,000. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda, of course, is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jump into our chat room. Good morning, chat room people. It is 8:06 in the morning, and let's go to our friends at Wells Fargo for our Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative this morning, down 57 points at 15,786. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,779. And the NASDAQ is up 8 at 4,012. Active stocks today include Sirius Holdings, which is down 3 cents at $3.46. And Facebook up $2 at $51.38. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is up 32 cents at $18.90. And Pacific Gas and Electric is up 4 cents at $40.30. In the bond market, we are finding lower prices this morning, which has increased the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.88%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 29 cents at $98.01. Gold is down $29.90 at $1,227.30. And silver is down 88 cents at $19.48. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on 710, 810, and 905 right here at KCNR. You know what? With everything that's changing in the stock market, you need somebody that follows it. And our Wells Fargo Advisors are the people to do that. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. And I tell you what, let's go to the weather here. Trish Clark.
You know, it's 28 degrees in the studio right now, mostly sunny with a high near.
not exactly in
well,
the studio.
Well, it feels like that, like, but no, okay, but it,
you're
in the downtown
by
studio,
all these hot
surrounded
guys
by, yeah, 28 degrees.
These hot guys.
Mostly sunny with a high near 59 today, light and variable winds, mostly cloudy with a low around 38 degrees tonight. Tomorrow going to beach up to about 58 and 41, so it looks like that cold snap has passed a little bit. We're actually going to be getting up into the 60s over the weekend, and so we're looking for much warmer weather. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. Our friends are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Okay, hey, let's go to Donna. Donna, you have a mention of something that happened?
Yes. I wanted to let Trish and the folks know there that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution recognizing Bill of Rights Day, December 15th, this coming Sunday. And this has been ongoing, and Trish has been so supportive in times past. Wanted to let her know it is continuing, and this year, Supervisor David Kehoe, he published a list of the Bill of Rights for each one to have a copy of that. He told the military men 1 year that this is what you were fighting for, and so we just appreciate the support of the Board of Supervisors and the part that Trish has had in the past, and this important document, our chairman of the board said it's the most important thing we've done all year. So
I concur, Donna, and I so thank you and the members of what I always fondly refer to as the Patriots in Shasta County for continuing that process and bringing that to the board every year. It is one of the most important things they do.
I believe it is. So thank you so much, Donna.
Okay, this is being sponsored by the Daughters of the American Revolution, and they're not political, but preserving our history.
Well, thank you, Donna.
Thank you so much, Donna.
And Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas. Hey, you know what? What's a good Merry Christmas present? How about a night of full sleep, like on our sleep number beds? Trish, I know you have a sleep number bed.
I do, and I love my sleep number bed.
What's your number?
My number is 55. Unless I've just really been out in the yard a lot, then you might want to soften it up a little bit to 45 and just really sink in.
Which tells you that since my number is sleep number is 35,
what a pansy
I am. No, I can different numbers. But see, the thing is, then Linda's number is 45. So here's the best there: dual air technology. You know, you can each have your own side there and make your own decision instead of having just a sleep without a choice. But now, they've got something even better here, if I can say that, is that they have the AirFit pillow. This AirFit adjustable pillow is set up on the same way as those dual temp, or the dual air sides, is that you can fit your pillow so it fits to your head and your sleep comfort. And right now, the AirFit adjustable pillow at the Sleep Number store is at a special 30% savings. And they have a love it or exchange it program, which means if you don't love it, you can bring it back. No questions asked. You know where you find those is at our Sleep Number stores. And our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Our friends down there, you'll go in there and you'll say, you know what, I'm really looking for a good night's sleep. They'll put you on the bed there and they'll show you what your sleep number is. And if you don't believe at the end of that you're sleeping better than you ever have, then you can go on back and talk to them. But I tell you what, 8 million beds sold. And
made they last in, forever.
Guarantees you've had yours for 25 years. Made in the United States. What can we say? Sleep Number. Our guests today are the the County Executive Officer, Larry Lees, and the Reading City Manager, Kurt Starman. We've got them both at the same time. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
It's time to rumble.
It's time to rumble. We're going to take a quick break, and then the gloves are coming off. We'll be right back.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader. Estate, Granite, and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group.
In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Heavy is my brother, which means we have the county executive officer and the city manager. We're carrying on our backs here.
And one of us is Heavy.
Hey, we're really happy to have Kurt Starm and Larry Lees here today. It's kind of at the end of the year, so we can talk about a few things. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Kurt and
good to
and
be
Larry.
Here. Thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for being here. You know, one of the front page of the paper today, or the local side of it said, for Kurt, pension cost higher than expected. Contribution to system going up to $425,000 in 14. You have been on the show before, along with a couple of the city council people, talking about this, the unfunded liabilities and the impact it's going to have, Kurt. What do you see by this? What kind of impact is this?
Well, let me start with a little bit of context for your listeners, I guess. I'll try to do this. It's a very complex topic, so I'll try to do the quick executive summary, but I'll answer your question in a moment. But what we're referring to here is that for the city of Reading, we have two retirement plans that kind of work in concert with one another. One is the CalPERS program that you're referring to that was the subject of the article today. That's the California Public Employees Retirement System. We also have, and this is not true for the county, but for the city of Reading, a supplemental kind of a companion program called PARS as well. Both of those programs have seen significant cost increases, and that's true not just for the city of Reading, for virtually every public employer, the state, the counties, special districts, and cities in particular. So it's been a challenge for all, and we've been talking about the city of Reading in particular has been talking about this issue in some detail for a few years now, but particularly this year. We had CalPERS made some decisions earlier this year with regard to their actuarial assumptions and some other changes that were going to have rate impacts. We were proactive and hired an actuary to come in and look at that issue in advance and give us some good projections and so forth. And so I think we're a little bit ahead of the curve compared to many jurisdictions, and particularly sort of the San Bernardinos and the Stocktons of the world that are in bankruptcy and really facing some draconian situations. The Reading City Council is to be congratulated and commended for really taking an active and proactive view on this issue. The article today is relative to, we have just recently received our CalPERS employer rates for fiscal year 2014-15. So that's a ways off still. Our fiscal year is July 1st through June 30. So the rates that are being discussed in that newspaper article are rates that go into effect July 1st of 2014. When we built or adopted our two-year budget, we do a two-year budget process. So we adopted for this year as well as for fiscal year 2014-15. We used the projections provided by CalPERS at that time. We now have better and actual rates at this point. So the gist of the article is that the difference between those two, the original projections versus the actual rates, we estimate will cost the city of Reading about $425,000 additional per year. And to put that in context for your listeners, that's with this total city budget in excess of $280 million. So you have to kind of put that in perspective. But that's a big chunk of cash for sure. And regrettably, that's sort of the tip of the iceberg as we talk.
Because it's going to keep going. As we've talked about, this is just going to get bigger. It could double over that.
More than double.
More than double.
As you and I have talked, we had some programs in the past. Mm-hmm. Councilmember Cadd and I were in your program a few months ago and talking about some of those long-range projections that, we see those costs increasing really through at least through 2019-20, our fiscal year 2019-20. So it's a significant challenge. It's not insurmountable. We're being smart about that and trying to plan as best we can. But it's a challenge for Reading. It's a challenge for all the, you know, cities and counties in California.
Well, how do we do this? Because of the, you know, the way the economy is and everything, doesn't look like that's changing very much. You know, it seems like it should be with the stock market going crazy like this. But, so how do we handle this? I mean, that $425,000 comes out of our general fund. So is this what, is the parks go away, police go away, what happens?
Well, in this instance, this is part of the article as well, but in this instance, so this is a short-term, I'll call it a solution in quotes, but we have, you know, in every budget year, there are good news items and bad news items. So in this case, we sort of have two pieces of information, one good, one bad, and they sort of offset one another, at least on a short-term basis. On the bad news front is what we just talked about, is a CalPERS increase of about $425,000. Not all of that is general fund. That's all city funds, but the vast majority, about $350,000 of that, is general fund. So that's the bad news piece of it. But on the positive side, we also just recently, this is contrary to most private employers I know, so folks will be a bit envious about this, but we've had some very good claims experience on our group health insurance program. So our insurance premium for the city of Reading, in fact, starting January 1st of this year, 14, is actually decreasing by 2%. And so those two things in combination, we have the increase for CalPERS, but a decrease on our healthcare plan, and those two things will about offset one another. So it's, you know, from a short-term basis, that's the
short-term
for 2014-15.
Okay, well, you know, we need to take a break here, but because I want to get back and get into the county too, but long term, we're still facing some bodacious effects here. We could be.
Yeah, we can dig a little deeper into that. We talked about that extensively in your program a few months ago, and the council had a special meeting, actually two special meetings this year to talk about that. So we can dig a little deeper if you like after the break.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. We have Reading City Manager Kurt Starman and County Executive Officer Larry Lees. We want to get to ask Larry the same question here of unfunded liabilities like this. And Trish, you can hop in on this one and claw away here. We'll be right back.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here. It's Thursday. 605-4567 is our phone number. 28 degrees out there. Our guests are the Shasta County Chief Executive Officer, Larry Lees, and Reading City Manager, Kurt Starman. We just heard from Kurt on unfunded liabilities, and there's more to it than that. It's almost a whole show, but you wave-topped it really well. Oh, Kirk. Larry, unfunded liabilities for the county.
Yeah, certainly the county's in close to the same position, and Mr. Starman did an excellent job of explaining the situation. With that being said, you asked the question, Carl, well, so what about the future? You know, we've got some interim things in place when we have these burps with CalPERS. Now, certainly, we only have the one retirement system. We don't have the PARS. We just have the PERS. But when we get these bumps like that, we have a contingency that can handle the short term. The real question is, what are you going to do for the long-range cost? And we, and I think the city has done this also, but we started implementing things about 2008, 2009 to help curtail some of those costs. Now, there's two things we've done. We've put a couple dollars aside for the contingency just for the pension and the healthcare premiums. So we've done that, but the other thing we have done is we started curtailing the new cost. Now, you know, you've heard me say before, I tried to run legislation in the state twice. I went down there and testified to get my legislation through that would allow us to have some dual track health care so we could grandfather existing and then start cutting the cost. That failed, excuse me, both times. I'm still going after it, and now I've got a higher level of interest from Sacramento, and they're contacting me, so we may see that again, but what that allows us to do is curtail our future costs. Now, because we haven't been able to do the legislation, you saw that our labor partners within Shasta County have stepped up, and they have actually started paying a part of their health care premium, 15% for the most part, 15%. So that's what gets you to controlling the future costs. That's where you start to control that unfunded liability in the future. It's a start.
Yeah, one other thing for your listeners, sure. And you may have talked about this in previous programs. I'd echo what Larry just mentioned, and the city of Reading has done much of the same in terms of a two-tiered retirement system for new employees going forward. Our employee groups have worked with us collaboratively and are cost-sharing now, so I want to thank and congratulate our employees for stepping up to the plate as well. The one additional topic that is very preliminary, and you may have talked about with your listeners, is that Mayor Reed from the city of San Jose and others have have actually submitted a proposed ballot initiative, and I'm not sure for 14 or 16, depends on, you know, how much traction they get and the signatures. But the idea behind that, one of the challenges in the public arena is the courts have ruled over time that once a benefit is given, it is considered to be vested and cannot be changed even prospectively. So I think all of us would agree it's probably not fair to change a benefit retroactively and take benefits away that were previously earned. But the conundrum for cities and counties and for the state as well is that once a benefit is granted, you can't even change that benefit, reduce it on a going forward basis. So Mayor Reed and others from San Jose have advocated for a ballot initiative that would essentially change the Constitution that would allow cities and counties to make those types of changes collaboratively in a bargaining environment going forward. So I think that would be a positive change. I know there's two schools of thought on that issue, but I think
so
that would
changing
be
things that had already been granted to people
clarify that, as I understand it, this would be for people who are still employed. The great fear always comes when you've got a whole population
not the people that
of retired people out there,
right.
And you start talking about changing benefits already granted. I think one of the things to make that pass, if it becomes a valid measure, is to be sure that you clarify that you're not going to take 65, 75-year-old people who are retired and used to an income and say, oops, we changed the rules, but you no longer get these benefits.
Right. And that's my understanding as well. So let me just give a simple and hypothetical comparison or analogy, I guess. I think that's my understanding as well, would not impact those who have already retired, number one. And for those that are active employees, would not impact benefits that have been earned to date. So if you started as, in a street department for the county, as an example, 10 years ago, and you've earned 10 years worth of benefits at the current benefit level, those benefits would not be impacted.
It would just
the idea would be that going forward, you can negotiate in good faith with the employees and the labor groups to make changes on a going forward basis. So maybe for the first 10 years, you've earned what you earned, but for the next 10
or 20
years,
would that include, like, instead of retiring at 52, now it's going to be 55 type thing? Would that count?
Potentially.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I just wanted to reiterate real quick, Trish hit the nail on the head. The whole reason for a two-tiered system, the whole reason for legislation is so that those people who have retired and have been assured that they would have a certain level and have planned accordingly would be able to keep that. The other thing I want to reiterate, and Kurt Starman said it, but just to reiterate, this does not take away any bargaining authority from anybody. I mean, everything still has to be bargained for. You still have to work with your labor partners and everybody has to agree. So it doesn't take that. It just allows a county and a team, labor team, the flexibility to take care of the future costs.
Well, I think we all agree, and the unions, everybody agrees. This unfunded liability can destroy us. We have got to find a way around this because.
This isn't a new revelation.
No, I know that. We talked about this,
and Larry can concur that every bargaining thing we ever went through, there were those of us who would say, people, at some point you're going to be having.
It's going to come due.
You're going to have two sets of employees, those that are retired and those that are trying to do the job, and you're going to be paying for two workforces. That's really where we've almost gotten ourselves, and we can't continue to do that. Isn't enough money in the world to have two people filling every job?
Right.
So the retirement benefits have to turn around. One of the things that's always been a stickler with me, and I voted against it practically every time it came up, I think, on the board and even on the city council, is the fact that what don't we understand about the employee share? Come on, if it's the employee share, why are the government paying, why are we the citizens paying for the employee share of their retirement?
And of course, you know, we're not doing that anymore with the county, and I don't think
that's true for the city as well. So the
the employees are paying their share now.
Right.
That's one of those things that needed to get turned around.
Well, and it obviously has everybody through the bargaining.
But not throughout the state, and that's one of the issues going forward that need to be addressed.
You know, of course, in the military, we've had retroactive stuff done to us. They've pulled away things. They've changed costs. They've changed availability. They've changed all this thing. And, you know, for the government, and the government has done to the military. So anyway, our guests here are, Kurt Starman from the city and Larry Lees from the county. And we're going to take a quick break. And
when we come back, let's get away from that kind of stuff and talk about, the building departments and what's happening with the market and what's looking forward to the next year.
Yeah. What's coming this year? Right. Okay. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Yeah. So with that,
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for your California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, it's 8:34 in the morning, 28 degrees out there. Ooh. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And the guys down there, what a great place to get your hair cut. It's a manly place, a man's last stronghold. Get your hair cut there, Kurt? Yep, I bet you do.
You know what? I go to Rob. I hate to talk about the car. I do go to a barber. Okay. A different barber.
All right. So anyway, great.
Really, we're gonna talk about hair.
Okay, I know that was just we were rubbing it in there for Larry. You know, they charge a little bit more, Larry, because they call it a finder's fee. They find the hair first, then they cut it. Okay.
Carl, let me start. I was gonna mention this earlier. I forgot, and I feel bad for forgetting to say it. I want to thank Bob for sacrificing his pair of headphones. This is a frugal operation, Carl, of course, very tight with the cash.
The other ones are over there.
So we have five people in the studio. We only have four sets of headphones. So Bob made the sacrifice.
That's not true. We have five or six. It just and Bob then, did not have them out.
And then I'm looking at Trish's headphones right now, and one of the earmuffs, so to speak, is falling off. So it's a pretty frugal operation.
I remove it because I only use one because I don't want to mess up my headphones.
We really do pay attention to our funding and everything because we're not, you know, funded by
taxpayers.
We're
non-profit here.
Touche.
We're not government funded.
You want to get into watching money here? We can make this one go for a half an hour easy right now.
Let's start with Larry and have him tell us what the big projects are that they're working on that are positive. Right.
Well, the most exciting, of course, is the Juvenile Rehabilitation Center that we were just able to complete. You know, we are the first county in the state that was able to complete one of the projects with the SB 81 monies. And the state came up there, and they're really pleased with that because people say they want the money, and they try to build it, and it never gets done, and we've actually completed it. But the name is cheap. You know, it doesn't mean a thing. Talks cheap, action speaks. It's what's going to happen inside there. Because we now have the ability to rehabilitate, and that's what we needed to have all along. We just didn't have the space or the rooms to do that in before. Yesterday I attended, or 2 days ago, attended a graduation for the Phoenix School, which is ran out of our Juvenile Rehabilitation Center, as well as our youth drug program. And, you know, to see these couple kids graduating from there, knowing that they turned their lives around and they're not going to end up in an adult facility some 2-3 years, 4 years later, is just fantastic. And it doesn't take too many to really make it worth it. And
well, that's exactly right, because that's our opportunity to turn their lives around.
At that stage.
If we don't get them in the juvenile hall stage and they graduate up into that adult system, most of the time you just continually get again and again and again. If they start that young and we don't solve it before they make it out of there, And
you know, Trish, we made a conscious decision to do that because, as you well know, that what came on the radar first was the AB 900, which would have been for a maximum facility jail. And we certainly need the jail beds, and we can make that argument and excuse for it. But would we just be housing? And so when the Juvenile Rehabilitation Center came up, we thought that's where we need to make our investment because that's where we're going to see the earliest return.
And we're going to be able to pay for that because the big thing after the building is what we talked about was the $2 million a year for operating funds.
Right.
And will we have that? Do we see any problem with that?
Well, we're always going to – we have that set aside or we would not have approved the building.
Okay. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Kurt, I know you all are always working on things in the city. What are some of the great things that people can start looking forward to this coming year?
Yeah, let me give you a quick recap. And I didn't come with a list. This is off the top of the head. But the city council just recently adopted and reviewed our capital improvement program, both for what we just recently finished and what we're working on for the next 5 years. And, you know, notwithstanding a pretty – a poor economy. We have a lot of activity out there. So I'll talk about a few things we finished this year in 2013 and some things on the horizon. I'm just going to do it very quickly. But you know, a lot of these things are behind the scenes but are complex and critical projects and very expensive projects. But this year we're finishing up both the about an $80 million expansion of our Clear Creek wastewater treatment plant, also a major renovation and expansion of our Stillwater treatment plant as well. Some of the projects that the people – and one other behind the scenes is a very critical piece of infrastructure is a 115 kV high-voltage electric line going on the east side of town as well. So those are some things behind the scenes that a lot of people don't think about but are pretty critical to – both today but to our future for economic development and for community growth. Some of the things that, we see more and kind of pay more attention to are some of the projects we finished this year was the complete renovation and restoration of the Diesel Horse Historic Bridge, which is a critical part of our Sacramento River Trail and people love and came out just really well. Our public works folks did a fantastic job. We had a lot of private sector partners, including CH2M Hill that was right in the thick of all that. Had a number of different trail improvements this year, and one critical piece that I think is really going to serve the community well and be a nice safety feature is a new trail extension that sort of parallels Hilltop Drive and connects to the Dana to Downtown Trail. We just finished that in the last few weeks, and we'll provide a way for people to go from the Dana to Downtown Trail heading north and without having to actually, you know, bicycle or walk right on Hilltop Drive, which is pretty, you know, has a lot of traffic. So they'll now be able to go behind a lot of those stores in a more safe manner. So, and another one that I think a lot that people just don't, people really don't know much about, but they see it from the freeway, but I would encourage people to go down and take a look at it, is we're finishing up a major, project. We call it Turtle Bay East, and not to be confused with Turtle Bay Exploration Park. But Turtle Bay East is essentially the area on North Pacelli. If you go to North Pacelli to the very end and you go down the hill, just a beautiful natural area that we have over the last couple of years have removed all the non-native vegetation and have really spruced it up, added trails down there, picnic benches, shade structures and parking. Just a beautiful area. I see people down there all the time with fishing, and we make it an area available to dogs to go off-leash. People love that. And so it's a really nice area, but I think it's underutilized or underknown. So I'd encourage
But, Kurt, we don't want to tell everybody about that because that's some of the best fish in the Sacramento River.
It's a beautiful spot.
Nice little area there, and you catch nice fish there every year. So we don't want to be telling everybody that.
Good point. And
Bob,
put
that part out
of
the archives. Will you please? You just get rid of that.
Yeah, and the good news, kind of shifting gears from just sort of project specifics, but, you know, I would say, and certainly it's a very difficult economy still, but I'd say that, you know, the economy locally has stabilized to some extent, so I'll just, you know, speak from the city's perspective, some support we see. We look at sales tax revenue and property tax and hotel bed tax and things of that nature. So certainly the economy is not growing in a, you know, rapid or robust manner, but we have seen things stabilize a bit, and I talk with people in the community, business owners. I think, you know, most would echo those comments that things have stabilized. We're not seeing, you know, a huge amount of growth, unlike we are hearing and seeing data of significant growth, like in the Bay Area and Southern California. We haven't really seen that intensely here in Shasta County yet, but I think we have stabilized, and I do have some hope for 2014 that we'll continue to see some progress on the local economy.
Do you know, it follows always, though, that we go into it slower than the rest of them, and we come out of it slower than the rest of the state. So if when the rest of the state starts doing their thing, we can hope, however, that our real estate values don't escalate to the point that they did before. I'm hoping we can settle down, not go into that overvalue thing, and so we can get a stable economy going.
Yeah, I agree completely. And we've seen those boom and bust cycles. It'd be nice to have a little bit of balance there, where more steady growth and more sustainable growth.
And I like to see is that everybody's kind of on the same sheet of music. Again, I hate to keep going back to unfunded liabilities, but I think everybody's on the same sheet of music as that, a.k.a. That system has got us into, we have problems. Now we have to work together to get out of that system, and so everybody can pay more into it so we can, you know, that we can continue to move forward.
And actually, and you're going to find this kind of weird, but I'm encouraged by the headlines I read today when they talk about city addressing these issues, because that's what you want to see, that they're addressing the issues. You don't want to be the other cities like San Bernardino, Stockton, that you never see that, and then
all of a sudden
they're bankrupt.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's important. I think that's a good point, Larry, because way back when this whole thing started to surface, both the city of Redding, city of Anderson, city of Shasta Lake, the county, Shasta County's always been very aggressive about seeing the need that's there and all of the jurisdictions within there, and we started addressing it instead of sweeping it under the rug. Certainly, I think all the jurisdictions within the county, and we've just got the two of you here, have addressed it, and I will give credit and kudos to the elected bodies who have said, okay, we just can't ignore this, we need to address it, and we need to make provisions for it ongoing. You know, and because it's only going to get worse if you don't address
right,
it.
Right.
And certainly we can't take away from the fact that PERS is the big giant there, because when all of us were making these deals with our employees, we were assured repeatedly in writing and to our face vocally, not a problem. This is going to pay for itself.
Yeah. Well, clearly, we're still making up some of the loss that PERS sustained in the market.
There you go. Yeah,
and
there
it's going to continue. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guests, Kurt Starman and Larry Lees, and, of course, Trish Clark with me on Thursday. We'll be right back.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, I didn't know you liked to golf. How long you been out here in the sun? You look beat.
Well, Sugar Bear, I haven't been playing very long, but I've always seen myself as winning the Open. You know, crushing 300-yard drives and rolling in a 40-foot putt on the 18th. Before hoisting the trophy.
Well, buddy, I sure like your style, but if you're going to hold anything up right now, it ought to be your very own Bob's Big Bear Burger. So thick and juicy, you need a steak knife to eat it.
That does sound good. Of course, so does barbecue pork ribs, the tri-tip platter, or chicken fried steak.
Well, before you hit another shot, I think we better get over to Black Bear Diner and feed your inner bear.
Now you're talking. Let's go. Can you carry my bag? My back's killing me.
You know, have you ever thought about miniature golf?
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. And they are the North State's nutrition experts, our friends down at Orchard Nutrition. Not only do they give classes down there on healthy diet and healthy eating and preparation of food, they have raw food, bulk food. They've got it right down there in an in-store deli. Not only that, but they are the founders of Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free foods. That is just outstanding. Head on down to 221 Locust Street right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right in that area. Or give them a call at 244-9141. I mean, it's never too late to start eating healthy. Our guests are Redding City
manager, Kurt Starman, and the Shasta County Executive Officer, Larry Lees. And you wanted to finish up, Kurt, here. I know you have to run here in a second.
Yeah, I need to duck out for another meeting in about 2 minutes. But, you know, the one project I didn't have a chance to mention prior to the break, I just want to mention it briefly because it's really important for the city and for the community and something we've been working on and have had a need for many, many years. But I think we are finally seeing some light at the end of the tunnel with regard to a new home for our police department, which is badly needed. The current facility on California Street is very aged and in poor repair and would cost a fortune to renovate, quite frankly, for law enforcement purposes. So we're making good progress. We're really about at 90% design right now for the new building, which will be built adjacent to City Hall on Cypress Avenue. We intend to be out to bid in the late January, early February, and under construction in 2014. And our goal is to be in a position to move into that facility right around the end of 2014 or very early 2015. There's different pieces to that puzzle. The key project, of course, is the construction of the new building adjacent to City Hall. We're also having to reconfigure some space within the current City Hall to accommodate police as well. So we'll have portions of the police department in the existing building as well as in the new building. And the other key aspect of the other piece of that puzzle is the relocation of some of our Reading Electric utility employees to the new facility that the city recently purchased off of Airport Road. So that project is underway as well to renovate. We essentially bought a shell building that needs to be improved. The tenant improvements need to be constructed. So those are the kind of three pieces of that puzzle. But I'm very optimistic that we'll have a new home for our Reading Police Department, which is certainly well deserved here shortly.
One of the questions that came in here was that you're talking about the parks, putting the money in the parks. Was this from a separate fund than, say, for fixing streets?
Yeah, so I mentioned a few different park-type projects, so let's see if I can recap those real quickly. But a couple that I mentioned, Turtle Bay East and the trail extension that parallels Hilltop Drive were grant-funded from the state of California. And then the other project I think I recall mentioning was the renovation of the Diesel Horse Historic Right. Bridge, which is a link for our Sacramento River Trail. That was, I think, essentially 100% federal bridge replacement funds. So we typically find special funding sources.
So it doesn't come out of our general
funds. It doesn't come out of the street budget.
And that was a good question. You said, hey, if we're spending money on a park, why don't we fix the 12-foot hole in the front of my house?
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, it's the kind of the complexities of government finance. This is true in the private sector to some extent. But for government in particular, you know, a lot of the money is earmarked or designated by law for particular purposes. And it does seem sort of counterintuitive and kind of crazy sometimes. Why can you do X, but you can't do Y?
And it's always the stumbling block for the public. You've got a pot of money, and what they don't understand is not so much, well, even more so in the county than in the city, your hands are tied. They give you the money, but they tell you exactly how you're going to spend it.
Exactly.
And so you don't have that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the Board of Supervisors discretionary funds are. What, about 8%?
Of the total budget? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's actually about 17%.
Oh, that much?
But the majority of that goes to public safety.
Well, there you go.
Discretionary budget.
Okay, yeah, we're going to take a quick break so Kurt can go out of here.
That sounds good. And watch, I'm going to be
gone. And then we're going to give Larry the opportunity to say all the things about the city that while Kurt was there.
That's what I'm just going to say. I'm about to leave now 10 minutes early, so I know watch Larry Lees because he's an honorary character, so keep your eye on him.
We're going to get the final. This is called the final
word. Kurt Starman, thanks for coming on, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You can talk smack now, Larry.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
We'll be right back.
Living in a lonely world, it took the midnight train going anywhere.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Enselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Can you remember the first time you fell in love? Can you remember that oozing pitter-patter of your heart beating out of your chest? You know that numbing, mind-blowing, tantalizing, and tempting sensation? Each look, each conversation seeming to paralyze the world around you, stopping everything for just a moment of connection. I remember the first time I felt this kind of love. I was mature and bright, a 7-year-old, and Daniel Allen had hung the moon and the stars, and I was his astronaut ready to explore the galaxies. I just needed to do one simple thing.
actually talk to him. Oh, the fresh innocence of love. It's hard to not have that cynical voice inside of our head saying, don't be naive. Love is not all it's cracked up to be. And isn't it true? Love is hard. Love costs us. Love requires all of you and then some. In the Bible, love is described in 1 Corinthians as this: love never gives up. Love cares more for others than itself. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Today, God wants you to not only give that kind of love, but He's offering that kind of love to you. A love that is safe, a love that lasts, a love that knows the deepest parts of you and yet still loves you the same. In fact, it's impossible for you to ever be too far from His love. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more, visit us at moralrevolution.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. And, it's been a quick hour, as it usually is.
It's not enough time.
Okay.
Important subjects.
Tomorrow we'll have Mark Beecham will come in here with his own little brand of, on his brand of cynicism and wit, talking about what's happening in our fair city. And you know what? I have a giveaway here. You know, Wind River has just opened up their new resort, and I have a one night stay at the Wind River Resort and Casino. It's free, except you have to pay the, management reserves the right to change, modify, or cancel, but I don't think that'll happen. You're responsible for all taxes, fees, and upgrades, but it's free. That's a $109 value. Give us a call, 605-4567, if you'd like to stay there one night to see what it's like. It's beautiful.
What was that number?
605-4567. Okay. It's your turn.
Okay. And I would be remiss if this is an important subject to a lot of the people in Shasta County. Certainly I have been involved in it, and I think it's important, and I know that you're in litigation. Where are we going with Anselmo's? Are we going to solve this issue anytime in the near future?
Well, first of all, I will, you know, proceed with what you just said, and I appreciate that. Is we are in litigation, so it's inappropriate for me to really go into any detail about any of the conversations or discussions that are going on. In answer to your question, are we going to solve this? I say yes. And I will say this, you know, Mr. Anselmo has always treated me with great respect and professionalism, and we actually had a meeting yesterday, so I will tip that far off for you. And so, yes, I think there is an end to this, and I think it's something that we could both walk away with knowing that we were treated fair.
Well, and I think that's so important because, you know, that this is a good opportunity. There's a lot of things that Mr. Anselmo has brought, not the least of which is the recognition of the viticulture area. I don't know the term for that license obtained.
Yeah, it's in the congressional records.
Exactly.
It's an accredited
area.
This is
a huge thing. Speaking with a trustee from Shasta College just recently, the wine making program and all of the benefits that flow from that are huge in our community. I don't think enough recognition has been given there. What the community sees is this big argument out there, and that's why I wanted.
And certainly I don't think.
It's a win-win situation if we can solve this and move forward.
I agree 100%. I don't think there's anybody out there that wouldn't agree with that.
Well, I'm glad to have you on the record as saying we're going to be striving towards that.
We are.
Final thoughts from you, Larry, about what's happening in Shasta County.
I am still optimistic and happy about Shasta County. I love living here. I think we have a lot of potential. That doesn't mean you put your head in the sand and don't take care of the problems and the issues that you have, because we have it with 109 and realignment. I'm excited about the prospect of having a medium security jail We'll find out today whether or not we are on the list for that. If that happens, then again, it's like the juvenile rehabilitation program. We have an opportunity to not just house people, but change people. And that's what we have to start doing more of.
We're still hiring. We still got room to hire more sheriff's deputies and all this? Or are we about – I know everybody's having a problem even finding them, though. You're smiling. You're smiling. What's going on?
Well, I Sheriff Pasenko listens to this radio station religiously.
He does.
So I know he's going to be here. Tom and I actually, Sheriff Pasenko and I were actually at the marijuana hearing out at, pre-hearing out at Round Mountain on Tuesday. And we talked about this and we talked about his budget and where it is at. And, his budget has actually been restored to what it was 10 years ago.
The problem
is, though, we have not been able to keep up with the expense because his expenses have gone up. So in defense of,
in defense of him,
he hasn't been able to certainly, he hasn't had the resources to be able to provide the same level that he had 10 years ago. Although we've reinstated all the cuts, we haven't kept up with the expenses and we recognize that. So we're working hard to do that. And we're starting to see property taxes. They're not going down anymore, certainly the value. They're starting to come up a bit, not a lot, but a bit. And we are also starting to see more activity in the building department. I had a talk with our building director yesterday, and we're starting to see more activity coming in. So with that,
and you need to have a hard talk with that division on a regular basis and try to convince them that streamline.
Yeah.
How can we make this work? That should be a big sign we should put up instead of, how can I make your life miserable?
Well, I have a saying, is how do we get to yes?
There you go. We need to maybe inject them with that.
I think that everybody I've run into in the, cause I haven't tried to build anything, but everybody I've run into the county has been really friendly and they've been very helpful to me because I ask dumb questions.
However, I haven't had to build anything.
I think that, well, that's right. But I think that if everybody had in that one mindset that we're here to help you get this thing built and we're going to do anything we can, I think that would have a huge impact.
Well, I'm going to just throw a kudo out. I think they need to be trained by the attitude people over at your Public Works Department because that is their attitude and it always was the time I was serving. How could I make this work?
That's right. And I tell you what, it's great. Hey, Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate being in here.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
And please pass this on to our friends down there in the Board of Supervisors.
We'll do it.
Okay. Tomorrow, like I said, Mark Beecham will be on and we'll see just what this bombshell will be this week. When he usually comes on, he's got something great. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We bought more cars, appliances, and furniture and made more purchases online. Consumer spending rose 0.7% last month, the biggest gain in 5 months. PNC Financial Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman says the consumer is alive and well this holiday season.
More of them are working, more of them have jobs, more of them have houses that are worth more and paying less at the gas station.
The House votes today on a compromise budget deal. It's drawing some fire from the left and the right. Republican Congressman Paul Ryan defends the agreement, saying that nobody gets everything they want, and that's okay.
This is divided government. A divided government doesn't work as smoothly or as easily as you would like it to work. What matters to me is, are we moving in the right direction?
And Ryan on CBS This Morning describes the deal as a modest step in the right direction. Also at SRNNews.com.